I had String Bean playing first base because he was long, tall, could get up and get him. I had Grass playing second because he covered a lot of ground. I had Pepper playing third base. Boy, was he hot. I had Money playing short because Money's always short with me. In the outfield, I had Corn, Oats, and Wheats because, man, they were regular fielders. They could really roam the field. Yeah. I had Cabbage catching, but trouble is he had the big head. Yeah. But I had a good pitcher staff. I had Balloon pitching, but trouble is he'd blow up. But I had a good relief of him, Sigal. Boy, did he have a lot of smoke.
Sounds like a great baseball team.
That's a good ball club.
Thank you. Did you win a lot of games?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we was losing in the World Series.
What year was this, 1805?
Around, say, 1805, yeah. We was losing. The score was 3-0, they favored. Last half of the night, it was 2 outs. So you know who I sent in for a pinch hitter?
Uh-uh.
Nile Ornstocken, because he makes a lot of runs. We won the game 6-3.
What do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. If you have a wagon and 2 horses, can you remember back to these days? Horse and buggy days? I don't think you quite can. Well, we'll try. You got a wagon and 2 horses, what do you call the long piece of wood that comes down between them?
I don't know nothing about them horses.
You got a tongue?
Tongue, yeah.
Tongue,
yeah, that's right. Tongue of a wagon, yeah.
All right, say you have 1 horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
I don't know what they call them, but I know what you're talking about.
All right, have you ever heard it called shafts?
No.
Okay. What do you call the steel outside of a wheel?
The ring.
The what?
Or the rim.
Do you know what a single tree is? Ever heard of that? It has something to do with what you hitch up a horse to.
Would that just be a hitching post? That wouldn't be.
No, I mean on a wagon.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
What would you say somebody was doing? What's that?
Oh, they're working over there.
Well, what would you say somebody was doing if he was filling up his wagon at the woodlot, taking it home, unloading it, and doing it again? Say he was.
Transferring it.
How about hauling?
Hauling.
Suppose there was a log across the road, you'd say, I tied a rope to it and I'd...
Pull it.
Another word, begins with D, I'd...
Drag it.
But yeah, if you did it yesterday, you'd say, I tied a rope to it and I...
I drug it.
Okay. What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Shovel.
Or if you're a farmer, you got this thing, your horse pulls it?
Plow.
Uh-huh. All right, after you've plowed, what do you use to break up the ground even finer?
Cultivator.
Okay, ever heard of a harrow?
No.
Okay. What do you call the thing that the wheels of a car fit onto that goes across between them?
Car. Axle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you call the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it into lengths for stove or something?
I guess you'd call it a... horses?
Mm-hmm. How about if it's shaped like an A, and you got 2 of them, you can put a plank of wood across there and make a table?
Shape of an A.
Would they be called the same thing? If they're just shaped like that? Could they be horses too?
The only thing I know, what I call a horse is just those 2 things like this. Look like an A because there's a board across here and it got a board from one end to the other, A-shaped thing.
And that's a horse?
And that's what they call horses.
Okay. You take care of your hair with a comb and a...
brush.
All right. And if you're using a brush, you say you were going to...
brush.
All right. You sharpen a straight razor on a leather